السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Once again, the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's kindness and favor upon us, that He gave us the opportunity to get together to take His Mubarak name and to remember Him. Zikrullah, it is only the fazal of Allah ta'ala, it is the ihsan and the favor of Allah ta'ala that He gives the tawfiq, or He gives the opportunity to take His name, make the zikrullah. There are lots of people in this world who have absolutely no connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and as a result they don't make zikrullah. They believe that everything is happening, natural causes, everything happens. They disconnect themselves from the creator of the universe. They don't believe in a creator of the universe. But even those people, when they are terribly sick, or when they are in the midst of the ocean and the ship is sinking, such people also start praying to the Lord, whoever they believe in as a Lord. And it is just our denial, as they say, lots of people who are on drugs, but they are on denial. They don't want to accept. That's why they won't take any kind of treatment. Like that, many people, especially the atheist, then he is in a denial stage. He does not want to acknowledge that he is created, or he was caused to be born by the creator, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's system also is so unique and so different, that with regards to other things, we say man has had his hand in its production. Man has had his hand in its production. You take the vehicles that are manufactured at the factories, all the industries that are producing the different kinds of products. Now they say man has had his hand. He did something. He is the one who put the parts together. He is the one who used his intelligence and chalked out and made a plan and did everything that was required to produce whatever he is producing. Therefore they say, I made this chair, I made this furniture, I made this car, I made this microphone, I made this, I made that. Because man's hands went into that manufacturing. When it comes to the birth of a child, from the conception stage, which man's hand ever reached inside the mother's stomach? That this eyes now I'm going to fit into the child, or these ears I'm going to connect, and then the brains, which is the engine, I am going to fit it in there, and then the heart. Now, which person, from where did he bring a heart, a liver, lung, kidney, bladder, all the different parts of the bodies where science is tired of making investigation and research, they still can't come to the end. One item of the body, and look at the amount of volumes which are written, research that is done, and they can't come to any conclusion still, whether it's the eye or whether the heart or the liver or the lungs. Every day there's a new research. So that makes us realize that we are a created being. So there is no way that we can escape Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kingdom. We can't go out of the kingdom of Allah ta'ala. We will be in the kingdom of Allah ta'ala, whether we go north, south, east, west. As I always say, whether we go deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, we go north, south, east or west, we are in the kingdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no such thing as the person is outside Allah Ta'ala's kingdom. So at such a time we realize that we need Allah Ta'ala in our lives. No matter how much we may deny it by our actions, but we realize that there is a need for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to be with us 24 hours of the day. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns away his glance of mercy and forgiveness, then the person will be facing nothing but destruction. So Allah Ta'ala created the world for us. He gave us the opportunity to make use of what he has created. But there is no way that a person can disconnect himself from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and then expect to find peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction in his life. So this majlis of zikr is for that. To develop that love of Allah Ta'ala. To light up that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and Rasulullah Paak's Rasul's ishq and muhabbat and love in our hearts. When that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love will light up in our hearts, then the person will enjoy a kind of tranquility and sukoon, which there are no words in the vocabulary to describe. No words. Because it will be a feeling, an experience. Ecstasy, joy. Even in the midst of the person's difficulties and hardships, he will feel like the rose that is blooming in the midst of thorns. The rose blooms in the midst of thorns. So the difficulties of life are like those thorns. But this person who has his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he will still bloom in the midst of those thorns. All those thorns will remain outside those flowers. It will not be inside the flower. The rose petal, the thorn is not in the petal. It is outside the petal. The fragrance is in the petal. But the thorn is outside. And it is blooming there. So like that, the difficulties and hardships and tests and trials of life will be like those thorns. But they will be outside the flower. This person will still be blooming. There will be a fragrance that will be emanating. And we do not know how many people will be inhaling that fragrance, although there are thorns all around. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there were thorns all around. The difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering. But because they were roses, they were blooming in the midst of those thorns. So the fragrance of that rose was permeating the atmosphere. And people were being attracted, although there were thorns around, but people were being attracted into Islam. They knew that if we accept Islam, there will be torture, pain, suffering, and there will be beating up and whipping as those people went through in the early days of Islam. But still, what was it that was bringing them in? Large numbers were coming in, although they knew what happened to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and what happened to Hazrat Khubayb, and what happened to Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, and all the others, what was happening to them. They were being beaten up, they were persecuted, tortured. But still people were coming. Why? Because that rose that was blooming in the midst of those thorns had great, great amount of fragrance in it. The fragrance of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I always say. But now that is another subject. So therefore we are reading tonight, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए. We need a support in our lives. For everything we need a support. They say, oh Allah, I need your support. To live in this world, a world of tests and trials, a world of difficulties and hardships, a world in which there is nothing but fitnas, especially in our times, great amount of fitnas, all the disasters, all the calamities, all the earthquakes and all the tremors and the tsunamis and the gale force winds and everything else that is happening. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Ya Allah, how am I going to live in these type of conditions? I need you, I need your support. I want you to be in my life. If you are happy with me, then it is of no concern even if the whole world has to turn away its glance from me. But if you are unhappy, if you are displeased with me, if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from me, then there will be nothing but destruction. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara means your love. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. My beloved Allah, what I require is that it should be my heart and it should be your love. Your love should be in my heart. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. The ocean of love, I want the shore of that ocean. Your love, my beloved Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it must be the shore of that ocean that I seek. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. And this forehead which you have given to me, it must not bow down before anybody else. It must make sajda to no one else. It must submit to no one else except you, my beloved Allah. It must be your door. It must be your home. And it must be my forehead. Sajda I am making before you. Dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. Your home and my forehead. When the person gets that in his life, then how can we explain the sukoon that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives? When Allah Ta'ala is in the heart. Once again, mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. O meer, I know that the gardens of jannat are far, far away. Many times I've explained this, that the person will have to first live his life in this world according to the Quran and Sunnah, Sharia. Then he will die after going through all the different tests and trials. Then they will be questioning in the grave. They will be questioning in the akhirat. He cannot move from his place until he has answered 5 questions. How did he spend his life? Where did he spend his youth? How did he earn? And where did he spend that money that he earned? And how much did he practice on the knowledge that he gained? Now after he has answered all these questions, then too it's not over, now cross the pul sirat. And beneath is Jahannam. Now when the person will cross the pul sirat, then he will enter into Jannat. Then he will have gardens of Jannat. Then he will have gardens of paradise, where he will enjoy all the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, unrestricted. No restriction at all. Enjoy now in the hereafter. But that is all a long journey still. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے عارف ہے مگر دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. For the person who has recognized his creator, the person who has recognized his Allah, then he has got Allah تبارک و تعالی in his heart. The عارف of Allah تعالی has got Allah تعالی in his heart, the creator of those gardens. So he's got the creator of the gardens, that means he's got all the gardens of Jannat in a capsule form in his heart.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye unke hote kya sahara chahiye gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye unke hote kya sahara chahiye There will be gham, there will be pain, there will be grief, there will be sorrow, there will be different kinds of tests and trials. But gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Where is it coming from? Who has made the decision that this person must go through this test? For the pious and the righteous ones, it will be a test. And for sinners like us, it could be a punishment, it could be an elevation, it could be a forgiveness of the sins. But it is a benefit from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For the pious ones, it's an elevation of their status and position. And for the sinful one, it is bringing him to the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This sickness, this pain, this suffering, these difficulties, these tests, these trials, they became the means of bringing the person to the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So many people, they disappeared from Allah ta'ala's house. They were nowhere to be seen. Their foreheads never bowed down before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They made no sajda before Allah Ta'ala. They made no ruku before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They only rose from their beds after the sun had risen. And they were enjoying all the haram pleasures of life. Then suddenly Allah Ta'ala sent some kind of a shake-up and some kind of a disaster and some kind of a pain and problem. And the person hastened towards the masjid and started praying to Allah Ta'ala and raising his hands and say, Oh Allah, if only you remove this difficulty of mine, then I will become your righteous servant and a pious servant. What brought him there? It was those difficulties, those tests, those trials. Otherwise the person would have disappeared. He wouldn't have even raised his hands. Like one person told his wife, who used to make namaz, and he himself was multi-rich. So when she's raising the hands and making namaz, after namaz, then he tells her, what are you short of that you're raising your hands and making? What are you begging? What are you short of? You got a nice home, you got so much of wealth, so much of jewelry. What do I deprive you of? I give you so much and you're still making salat and raising your hands and begging like a beggar. So that is what happens sometimes. The khannas comes. The shaitaniyat comes. Taghut. So here, what brought the person? Then when some shake-up comes, the person quickly now, he says, now pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. So gham will come, but ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to remove that gham. And I have mentioned plenty of times, but there are always new people that are coming to the majlis, and they may not have heard it. So I believe that if it comes at a certain time in my bayan, then Allah Ta'ala is putting it into my mind to repeat it. And it is the time of examinations now at the schools and colleges and universities. And that example is an example which gives a person a lot of consolation and hope that if the examination paper is difficult and the student is candidate is looking at the paper and is dumbfounded and is stuck and he cannot make any kind of move,
And the invigilator goes past, or the examiner goes past and asks him, what's the problem? He says, the problem is that this question is beyond my reach. I cannot answer. It's very difficult. So the examiner says, I set the paper. You put your hand into my hands and I will answer the question for you. Will that question be then a difficult question if the examiner is going to take his hand into his hand and write the answer? Ah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's all he wants. The turn towards me, beg of me, bow down before me, ask me. I am the examiner. I am the one who has set the questions for you. And if you put your hands into my hands, I will write the paper for you. I will find way out for you in your problems and difficulties. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That is what it is. When the person will adopt taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala writes his paper for him, finds a way out for him in his problems, and provides for him sustenance from sources unknown to him. غَمِّ بَسْعُنَ كُو پُكَارَا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے لذت فر یاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذت فر یاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے لذت فر یاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے سے آمین. لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. But of course this is for the very pious and the righteous one. We must say, Ya Allah, we can take no test, no trial. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We must not try to aspire for these positions. But the real pious ones, righteous ones, they say, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. That when the person is in tufan, when the person is in disaster, when the person is in some calamity or some difficulty, some hardship, some pain and suffering, he says, the enjoyment that I get at that time of raising my hands and saying, Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, then that Allah which comes out from the depth of my heart, ask me what is the enjoyment when there is some kind of faryad that I am making to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. Kon kehta hai kinara chahi. That if the person is on the ship and the ship is sinking, then at that time that Allah that will come out, it will be from the depths of his heart. At that time the person's faryad will be from the depths of his heart. So he says the enjoyment in that. And they even get enjoyment in that. So there is no question of losing hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows what is happening. Allah Ta'ala knows. It's not that he is after created, he went to sleep, na'uzubillah. He is well aware of every move the creation. Even the tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, Allah Ta'ala is aware of the movement of that ant. Lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye, haasle sa حل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے حاصل سا حل مجھے طوفان میں ہے تیرے جلووں
ka nazara chahiye apni aahon se dare ja na pe meer apni bigde ko sawara chahiye aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan ghair ki mujh ko na parwa chahiye aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan ghair ki mujh ko na parwa chahiye
inshallah some other time we'll discuss the other part may allah tabarak wa taala give us that kind of connection with him that under all conditions we have great hope in allah taala's mercy forgiveness Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's generosity, His magnanimity. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we must believe, is with us in all situations, whether it is a condition of prosperity, happiness, contentment and satisfaction, or whether it is a condition of adversity, pain, suffering and problem. Our Allah is with us. Then what must we worry?
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालू ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jal jalaluhu Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے
uske naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khaleelullah illallah 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 illallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث او ماي بلاور الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم الله موست فورجيفينغ الله موست كومباشنيت الله موست لافينغ الله او ماي موست كيرينغ موست توليرانت موست بينيفيسنت موست مرسيفول موست بيوتيفول الله. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, if the entire mankind and the jinn kind has to request of you, and if you have to fulfill each and every one's desires, no shortage will come in your treasures, even to the extent of one drop from the ocean waters. My beloved Allah, we are therefore begging before you. We have extended our begging bowls before you because we have believed in you as our creator, as our sustainer, as our nourisher and cherisher. Our life lies in your hands. My beloved Allah, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, all in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. If you order the ground to shake, no superpower of the world can stop it from happening. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. We are therefore turning towards you. We are expressing our helplessness, our weakness. Indeed, we are the most sinful of all servants walking on the surface of the earth. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat and bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of hearing and speech for your disobedience. How much of our wealth has been used in the casinos, discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, in drugs and in so many other haram. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and to drink and to wear. You have still blessed us with sight and with hearing and with speech. Ah, my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are. If there had been any other Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us by now. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are extending our begging bowls before you and seeking forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, forgiveness we cannot purchase from the marketplaces and the bazaars. Forgiveness lies with you. And you dearly love forgiveness of the sinners. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Open the floodgates of your mercy and forgiveness for entire mankind. bless the entire mankind with guidance and with hidayat. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannat. My beloved Allah, don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain or trouble. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. The cure for all ailments lies in your hands. There is effect in medication and there is effect in dua. But my beloved Allah, the cure lies in your hands. You are the creator and it lies in your hands. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness. Bless us with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with a life of shukr, a life of zuhad and qanaat. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of piety, a life of righteousness, a life of taqwa. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts have become filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, you gave man the science of transplant of hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the pious and righteous predecessors of ours. Ya Allah, even in our times, all the great, great awliya-i kiram, they do everything right. They make ibadat, zikr, tilawat. They fulfill the rights of all. And still they say, we haven't been able to do justice. But Ya Allah, our condition is we do everything that is displeasing to you. Every kind of haram we engage in. And it does not even bring up frown on our forehead, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us where we can beg. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our sins, then we will face nothing but destruction in our lives. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunegari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunegari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. My beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long? How long, my beloved Allah, are we going to disobey you and displease you? The angel of death is sure to strike. And we don't know where the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, we have heard of so many people dying in cinemas, theaters, gambling dens, prostitute quarters, watching filth on the television or the internet sites. We don't know when the angel of death is going to extract the soul from every part of our bodies. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? Change the direction of our lives, my Allah. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, such a bond with you, my beloved Allah. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, give us a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Give us a taste of the sweetness of your love, the sweetness of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with truthfulness in our lives. Make each and every one of us honest and truthful and righteous and pious. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to fulfill the rights of all Muslims and non-Muslims. Ya Allah, let us not be the cause of pain and suffering for anyone without any justification. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Ya Allah, if somebody has to ask us, what is this you are begging all the time, we will say we are begging Allah to become ours. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Allah must become mine and I must become Allah's. For if we become yours, then everything will work in our favor. Then our businesses will give us barakat, our homes will give us comfort, our children will be coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of mankind around the globe. Especially the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. کاش مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. Ya Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal sustenance. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Ya Allah, make them assets for the community. Protect them from the fitnas that are prevalent at our schools, colleges and universities. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, each one has raised with great hope in you. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. We don't know what are the desires in the hearts of each and every one. Ya Allah, you are well aware. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the test, the trial that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is experiencing in his or her life. Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your kindness and with your ihsan, remove those pains and sufferings and difficulties and hardships. With the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept our duas. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين